You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
On Friday, we were cruising through the show and this story came up. And off the air, we started talking about it. The headline of the story is what immediately caught our eyes. It said, "Are you not able to enjoy your life until the dishes are done?" And I love the way they have boiled it down to its essence. And they've just used dishes as an example, because I hope that people can see beyond the dishes part of it. Dishes purely represent what they're talking about here.
Right.
Are you the kind of person who cannot move on with your life until all of these other various tasks are done? Or will it eat at you?
It consumes you, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think a lot of it, Jer, is that we it's easy to put the tag on household chores. Like, can you not until the bed is made? Can you not get on with your life until the dishes are done? Can you not get on with your life until the groceries are put away? Mm-hmm. Can you not, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And we have made it abundantly clear that I am one way, my wife is another. In Jeremy's house, Nicole is one way, Jeremy is the other.
Correct.
And Jeremy has pointed out many times that we should have swapped wives a long time ago.
Yeah.
Or would that have caused us to absolutely implode? And I'm talking about both couples.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe you're too much alike, I guess. But I think you are like Nick Knack when it comes to the dishes. Like, that sink has to be empty, right? Are you like that?
I'm a clean as I go guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I rarely will ever see. I mean, when I was a bachelor, I mean, there were never dirty dishes in the sink. If I was finished, sure, I immediately rinsed it off, put it in the dishwasher, out of sight. I mean, nothing was ever sitting around. And as I cook, I am a clean as you go cook person.
Mm-hmm.
So you get out the ingredients. As I use an ingredient, I would go and put it away.
Sure.
Immediately.
Yeah. Neat, clean, simple.
That's just the way I'm wired. Whereas my wife is the exact opposite. When she cooks, and she's a great cook, but mm-hmm. when she does, that kitchen is like World War III.
Everywhere.
It's like a bomb went off in there. And I don't know how she stands it. I've asked her about it. And I'm going to tell you something that she told me something interesting about it. She said, her quote, when I wrote this down because I liked it, she go, "Life is more than the number of tasks you complete." Life is more mm-hmm. than the number of tasks you complete.
That's true.
And she told me that a previous relationship of hers, she was judged by that person based on the number of tasks she did around the house. That wow. was the scorecard for her. It's how much she did. And she was in that relationship for a while, and she was like, "I don't want that kind of relationship ever again."
That's weird. So you have to like come at the end of the day with a little notepad and a tally of everything you've accomplished, and
pretty much
that just proves you were successful for the day.
Pretty much.
I mean, on one hand, I kind of get it. It does show that you accomplished a bunch of things for the day, so you can feel somewhat satisfied. But then it's like, then you're held back or looked down upon if you don't complete 15 tasks, you only did 10. That's stressful.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
So she was happy to be in a relationship with someone who does not.
So now she's just giving up.
Yeah,
I mean, well, not giving
like,
up, but you know.
No, because she will
not
clean
worry about it
after she's done, but mm-hmm. it takes a while. And it's just kind of funny. So I have been the one who I've adjusted for the most part. I don't let my, is that ADHD? I think it's not OCD. I think it's ADHD. I don't know.
It could be.
But I have pretty much tamped it down or shut it off so that it just, I don't let it bother me anymore.
Yeah.
If I walk through and she's cooking and that kitchen
you just
looks like
to
a
walk
disaster,
out.
I just keep right on going. I don't
I'm
worry
not
about
to
it.
To that point yet.
What do you mean?
Because Nick Knack's like that, where she cooks all over the kitchen, you know, and I'm very mm-hmm. much like you. You I put things away, and I have just learned to still, well, I haven't learned anything. I still come in and comment like, "What the hell? There's stuff everywhere in here. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Get out of here. You're always critiquing my cooking." Well, But the dishes thing is funny because, like, come the, you know, the end of dinner and we're cleaning up and everything, and the dishwasher has to be unloaded, and then everything out of the sink has to be loaded, and it has to be start before bed. That is like her routine. You have it has to be running when we lay our heads down on the pillow, knowing that she can start her next morning with the kids and have an empty sink. Whereas there's been nights, though, where it's like there's dishes in there and we're both tired and I'm like, just leave them. They'll be fine. They're not going to go anywhere. We'll tackle it tomorrow. And it's like a super big struggle that sink has to be empty at the end of the night.
Yeah.
I guess it's different when you got kids, though, too, and you got other things to think about and you're in your structured routine every day.
Well, yeah, I'm sure of that because... Now it's not just a matter of going to bed thinking, in the morning I got to do those dishes. In the morning, you're thinking, I've got to do that plus 12 other tasks.
Right.
And so you don't like the...
The clutter, something else on your list.
Of tasks. Yeah. You know, the story even said that 2/3 of people said they cannot go to sleep unless the kitchen is clean. 2/3. That's so, like, Nicole is part of that, right?
Yeah.
She does not want to go to bed when there's still stuff down in the kitchen because it'll eat at her mind a little bit.
That's all you're thinking about. Now I've got this on my plate tomorrow morning. But, you know, like, I'm that way with when it's summertime comes around and I know the lawn's a little too long for my liking and I'll just be sitting there like, I should have mowed today. I need to mow. I got to mow so it looks good. You know, I think we each have our little thing that just gnaws at us. So we could take calls on this if you want, if anyone has their little thing.
That you can't get on with your life until it's done.
You can't move on until, you know, you can't drive around like with a half, you know, less than half tank of gas. That's like, it all consumes you. You're like, I gotta get gas, you know?
Or like you can't drive around if your truck is dirty and it
will.
Yes,
that's another one.
It will weigh on your mind. I can't keep driving. I can't keep, I've gotta go
filthy,
find a truck.
Yeah, I gotta have it clean.
Here's our number, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. I can think of another one real quick before we go to break. I do my own laundry. I mean, Gretchen does hers. Zoe does hers. We just do our own.
Yeah.
And when I take it out and put it in the laundry basket and go back upstairs and put that laundry basket on the bed with all the clean clothes, I cannot leave it.
Like, instantly fold it.
I need to put it away right away. I can't just leave the laundry basket there with laundry. I've got to put it away.
Right, that's a strange one. Yeah.
Is that strange?
No, I don't. That's not the word I want to use. Because I think a majority of people do their laundry, throw those baskets on their bedroom floor, and they pick out of it for the entire week. You know? Right. And they don't fold it. Yes. It just stays in the basket, and then it goes back into the washer, and then back into the basket. So I think you're abnormal when it comes to that. You have to have it folded and put it away.
We're talking this morning about the story that came out. They did a survey of people. The headline was, "Are you not able to enjoy your life until the dishes are done?" And a little more than half of people say, "No, I can't. If I'm trying to go to bed and there's, you know, like a dirty, messy kitchen, I can't go to bed." That's a little more than half.
You're just thinking of all that food hardening on those plates and how hard it's going to be to get off tomorrow.
Yes, it all kind of just builds up in your mind while it's building up on the plate.
Listen to Brenda. She wrote in on our Facebook. She says, "The number one rule that I live by is that my kitchen has to be clean and my house has to be picked up and looking tidy before I go to bed." She says, "It's because if there should be an emergency in the middle of the night, I definitely don't want the first responders to judge me by my house."
There you go. That's great. I love it.
It's good.
Let's go to the phones if we can. Here's Hannah on the line. Hannah, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Greg.
Morning.
So what side of this are you on? Do you need to have a clean kitchen before you go to bed, or you don't really care?
I mean, I'm kind of, my husband tells me a lot because he does the thing Jeremy says where he's like, it can wait. But my thing is really like, who's it waiting for? Like, it's waiting for me.
Oh.
Like, I'm going to have to do it. You know, like, he's like, we'll get it done tomorrow. I'm like,
me. It rhymes with we.
It's the same thing with the laundry. I mean, it's just, I'm not saying he doesn't help. He's gone. He goes to work, and I'm the one home when I'm like,
that's
okay, well.
That's a pretty darn solid point because, yeah, that's like me saying to Knick Knack, just leave the dishes. It's fine. They'll be here tomorrow. Well, I go in early to work, so.
Exactly. So she's like, well, the dishes are still here.
They're still waiting.
That's a great point.
That's a really good point.
He's helped me a lot with, like, not thinking about it. You know what I mean? So I'll go to bed and be like, you know what? It's fine. And so it really has. It's kind of a give and take, but yeah.
Right.
He needs to give a little more, though, doesn't he?
He's not giving enough.
He does a lot, but usually the dishes are more.
Hey, listen, you don't have to worry about doing disclaimers here. We know he's a great guy.
Good guy.
Let's just tell it like it is. He's a slob. Okay?
He needs a list every day.
You know,
what if he's listening, you know? I don't know.
Oh, he knows he's a slob.
He knows it. What's his first name?
His name is Matt.
Matt,
Matt, you're a slob. Help your wife. Hannah's doing everything. Will you stop making such a mess?
She's working her butt off, Matt.
Come on, Matt.
I don't know, man. He works night shifts pretty hard. I feel pretty
I don't care.
Oh, you call this radio station complaining about him. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, deep down inside, we are your therapists, Hannah.
I know, right? I definitely should probably be going regularly.
So. Now, listen, he might suffer, because Gretchen is that way, right? So Gretchen will wait and wait and wait. And she told me that it is a symptom of something called executive dysfunction. Have you guys heard of that?
Explain.
I think I had heard the term, but I didn't know what it means, so I looked it up. Individuals with executive dysfunction struggle with planning, problem solving, organization, and time management. So they're just like, they kind of throw their hands up. Like, I can't deal with this right now, is what they're doing.
Okay.
Well, that sounds like me more than him. He's like really on top of things. It's just
doesn't
like,
sound like it.
No, like I've changed so much. You guys don't even like. He helps me a lot.
Well, hey, it's working. You guys are still happily married. It sounds like so.
Yeah, good for you.
Good for you guys.
I'm glad you called too. Thanks for listening to the show. Have a fun day.
You too, guys. Thank you so much.
Bye, Hannah.
Okay, bye. I got to look more into this executive dysfunction. Mm-hmm. I want to find out exactly what that is. Hey, Alex. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So you get a couple of, you get your 2 cents in here. What do you think?
Well, I sleep just fine at night when there's dishes in the sink, but my husband actually does not. So he does dishes, I do laundry. I totally fold my laundry, Dom, so I'm with you on that.
There you go.
Yeah.
You guys could date.
I don't think that's a thing where people pick out of their basket.
I will post a picture on my Facebook today, sweet Alex.
I believe this morning I
was sifting through one of the hampers trying to find a pair of socks that matched just this morning.
I can concur because, again, Gretch, same way, laundry basket. She says putting away laundry is the worst chore on the planet.
It's the worst, especially like the socks and the underwear and all that, trying to match everything. You're like,
she used to travel for her work, and she traveled a lot, at least a couple of times a month, and sometimes 3 times a month. She was on business trips, and she kind of lived out of a suitcase. But that is what it became, because she would get home, leave the suitcase, and I'm not kidding, 10 days later, that suitcase would still be sitting there on the floor of her bedroom.
No,
because she just
horrible.
Could not. She was like, I don't want to do anything with that. She just let it.
She's like, I'll get
there.
To it eventually, right?
Right.
Take it to another level.
It gives the bed bugs time to die too. That she brought home from the hotel.
No, I take it. The laundry, I Marie Kondo it.
Oh, do you?
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys
Same
know
here.
What that is?
Do you have like 2 pairs of socks then?
Yeah, it's the joy of folding clothes, and everything has a special way.
That's a lie. That is a lie.
She laughs at me because if I take a trip and I walk in the door, let's say at 5:05 p.m. from the airport, I am not exaggerating. By 5:15, my clothes are in the washing machine.
Yeah.
I'm not only unpacked, I'm already washing.
I will say I am with you on all that because you're bringing the filth of other places home and you're like, get it washed immediately.
I can't handle it. Alex, thank you for being on the show. Have a great day, okay?
You boys too.
Bye.
Thank you. Do we have time for one more? We'd have to make it fast.
You want to squeeze it in?
June, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you guys? I've never called in before.
Well, here you are, June.
Why not?
Because I'm too nervous.
Nah.
Anyway. Yeah, so I have some other dysfunction, I think. I can go to bed with the dishes and the, you know, in the sink, my bed unmade, but for the next day even, or it's there from the, you know, that morning. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Oh, the laundry's in baskets. Every, you know, we do the laundry and leave it there. What else? I don't have to go to, I go to sleep not worrying about the whole entire house being messy. So I don't know what you call that. It's definitely not
a filthy system. Is what we call it.
Yeah, we call you a P-I-G pig is what we call you.
Your house is a disaster, June. Don't ever have company over.
I never let people in our house unless we have like a Super Bowl party, which isn't happening this year. Then I'll clean the entire house and it'll take 2 days. So,
oh my gosh, June. Well, hey, it's working for you. You seem happy and chipper.
Listen, we love you, and thank you for listening and for finally calling, okay?
Now go fold your underpants.
You. Yeah.
See you, June.
Are you, you know, another thing is there are people who, if they're going to go on vacation, they have to do a massive cleaning of the house before they leave on vacation. Like when they close the garage door, they're driving away, the house has to be pristine because they refuse to come home.
My mom was like that growing up
on a messy house.
On all of her family trips, yeah, because she didn't want to come home and then have the unpacking and all the laundry on top of cleaning the house.
Yeah.
That's probably pretty smart.